It's time for Wisconsin Life. George Poague moved to La Crosse as a young child in 1884. Locally, he was known as a scholar and a remarkable athlete. He went on to become the first African-American on the UW-Madison track team. But his greatest triumph came in the 1904 Olympics, when he became the first African-American to medal in the 200-meter and 400-meter hurdles. WPR's Maureen McCullum talked with UW La Crosse retired Special Collections librarian Ed Hill about George Poague's life as a student athlete in La Crosse.
He was the only black of his class, but he was the salutatorian of his class, that is, second ranked. He was regarded as a bright student, and of course he was a wonderful track star right from the beginning. He ran like the wind. He was described as running everywhere. He loved to run. I don't think that was common at the time, although athletics were important in local schools, as they are now. And there was a track team, but he was the star. And I think everybody recognized him, and the local papers frequently mentioned him as one of the fastest men in the world. He graduated in 1899 from La Crosse High School, and went on to UW-Madison and got a bachelor's degree there. He rose to the top wherever he was. In those times, outside organizations had a major role in placing athletes in competition. One of those organizations was the Milwaukee Athletic Club. And two or three people connected with the Milwaukee Athletic Club, the MAC, sponsored George's enrollment in the 1904 Olympics. But there was one other black runner that competed and medaled. George, we believe, was the first black Olympic medalist. It might have been only an hour or two ahead of the other one, but he was the first. It would have been a big deal. There were very few black athletes in that Olympics, and there were blacks who boycotted that event because the public stands were segregated. And some of the blacks who would have been there refused to participate. They boycotted it, and they asked George to boycott. But given his background, where he came from, and some of his major supporters and friends were white people, so I think he felt that he needed to participate in this event. He did very well. He did compete, and he medaled twice, and it set him up on a national stage, really. And as far as I know, he never competed, except perhaps in some local races, again. This is something I think, and some other friends of mine, colleagues, believe, that La Crosse should be giving far better, stronger recognition of this remarkable man as a scholar athlete. He was an Olympic medalist, and I see him as a role model, and I think the city intends to emphasize this aspect of somebody who was born into very modest circumstances, achieving local stardom, really, and Madison stardom, and then Olympic stardom. Here's something that kids can relate to. Look what he did. And he didn't just run. He got really good grades. You can do this.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Find more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. The new TV series airs Monday night at 8 o'clock throughout February.
The Olympic Games are in full swing in Sochi, and while many of us are content to kick back on the couch and watch the competition, there are a lot of others who are saying, you know what, I think I could do that.
Well, if you're an aspiring Olympian or just someone who'd like to deliver a curling stone or two, you don't have to go to Russia. In fact, Wisconsin is a great place to try out lots of the Olympic sports you can see on TV. And getting started might be easier than you think.
Here to tell us about four Olympic sports that you can try right here in the state is Cheryl Anderson. She is a staff writer for the Appleton Post-Crescent, and she wrote a piece for WisconsinOutdoorFun.com looking at Olympic winter sports here at home. Cheryl, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start out by describing or talking about the four sports. Let's list them, and then let's just talk about them in terms. So what are those four sports we're talking about?
Okay, the first is curling, and then speed skating, and then biathlon, which is shooting things while you cross-country ski, which seems like an odd combination.
It does.
And then there's ski jumping, which is pretty self-defining.
It is self-defining. Well, let's start with curling because that's been getting a lot of attention lately. It's been an Olympic sport, I think, since the late 80s anyway. And there are lots of places to curl here in Wisconsin.
Right. And the one that we focused on, because we are based in Appleton, is the Appleton Curling Club. And curling has been around forever. It's like one of the oldest team sports in the world. They use these 42-pound stones that kind of look like flattened round loaves of bread, which is how I described it. And then kind of the idea behind it is to get your rock or your stone the straightest and the furthest, and I guess that's how you win.
That is how you win, and you just score it, and whoever gets closest to the target on the other end of the ice winds up being the winner.
Exactly.
And it's also, I have to say, as someone who has curled before, it is a good aerobic workout because all of that sweeping actually does something. It looks a little goofy if you're not used to it, but
right.
it really is quite the sport. And it's been catching on, and as you say, lots of places to curl around Wisconsin.
Right, and our curling club here has been around for a long time. And one of the questions, too, I was asked about this is, does the Olympics generate interest in these sports in Wisconsin or closer to home? And the answer with everyone was yes. People want to check it out, even if it's just for, you know, to try it out, see what it's all about. But it is. It does have like an uptick when the Olympics are in session.
And I have to say, lots of places to try curling, including the Madison Curling Club, has an open house on February 22nd.
Oh, great. Okay.
So now, as someone who hasn't curled before, do you have to be an athlete to do this? I mean, obviously, if I try to figure skate or to ski jump, like we're going to be talking about, that would not happen, and it would end badly for everyone, most of all me. But can I curl, you know, without actually working out for a year and, I don't know, being really handy with a broom and stuff?
I would think that you could try it. I think it seems pretty easy to me. I think the person who throws the actual stone has a lot of they have to really know what they're doing when they do that. And I think that, too, your friend there who has done it, it is a lot of work. I think trying it is not going to wipe you out, though.
That's good.
And I think that's fair to say. It will not wipe you out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what I want to hear, I guess, when I'm starting out. I want to move to another one that caught my interest. We're going to jump around in the list a little, but ski jumping, it seems you can try it in Wisconsin. Should you?
Not by accident.
Not by accident.
Personally, I would not want to just jump off a hill on skis, but, you know, that's just me. And I think that that's something you really need training for. And I personally, from the people that I talk to, it seems like the earlier you start, the less fear you have. So if you're a young child and you're learning how to do that, you know, on a smaller hill, obviously, you can kind of work up to that where it's not a scary thing. But I think if, you know, me, you know, being 55, there is no way I'm going to jump off a hill on skis.
Right. And you interview people at one of these ski jump hills, and they say if you want to jump, you have to start at 4 years old.
Yeah, well, I guess
the ship has sailed for you and me, Gene.
It has. You know, I grew up near Westby, and the snowflake ski jump is great. And they've got a short hill for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was never one of those children, but there you go.
I'd like to think you're never too old, but it sounds like that might be what's
I'm
the case
old.
Here in
I'm
ski jumping.
I think that, well, too old for ski jumping. I would think these other two might be too old, too, for us, but just personal.
Let's talk about the biathlete, because that one, you know, that is the one where you sort of do cross-country skiing, and then you stop, and then you do some target shooting, and then you do more cross-country skiing, right?
Yeah, I thought this was a really fascinating sport. It combines cross-country skiing with rifle marksmanship. And like I said, it seems really strange, but the word comes from the Greek for meaning two contests. And it was a sport in the original Olympics back in 1924, so that's pretty noteworthy. And I don't get the point of it.
Well, and I've heard that one of the great difficulties of it is that you're working really hard at cross-country skiing, and you're going up the hills and down the hills, and you're working up a sweat, and then you have to stop and do some very precise marksmanship, you know, while your adrenaline is running and all of that. And it takes a lot of mental toughness to make all that happen.
Right, and it takes, like we were talking, this is a sport you have to have some physical strength and endurance to be able to complete, definitely.
Well, you can start with the cross-country skiing, mm-hmm. which is manageable, mm-hmm. and then I guess you could build up to the marksmanship. Right?
I suppose you could do that, yes.
Jean's looking at me dubiously.
I'm very dubious about it.
All right, well, let's move to one that I think anyone who could skate could try. Speed skating. Is that something that's pretty accessible?
It's very accessible. And the neat thing that I found out when I was doing this story is the Pettit Center that's here is not only a place where, you know, you can go and learn how to speed skate in Milwaukee, but you're skating like side by side with some of these people that we're seeing on TV right now that are in the Olympics who train there. Kevin Butler, who's the director of marketing there, said it's kind of like a really cool community because you see these Olympians and they're skating and they're training and then they come off the track and then you go right on the same ice that they were practicing on.
And the Pettit Center, of course, is where all the Olympians train. Did you have the opportunity to try any of these sports while you were writing this story, or
no,
did you just observe?
Sadly, I didn't. And a lot of these, aside from the curling club, a lot of these were phone interviews. So no, sadly, I didn't get to try them. But I'm thinking I probably wouldn't have, personally. Maybe if there was something, you know, where you sat on the couch and watched TV sport, I could do that.
So I'm gathering here that in terms of you're never too old, that's really only true of curling.
So.
Yes, maybe skating.
I'll get my plug in for curling again. It's a life sport. You can uh-huh. play it very young till very old, and you can be competitive all the way through. So
and I think it's also like kind of a more social kind of a sport, too, that you do. You go and you have like curling club, just like people have, you know, bowling league kind of thing. So it's something that you do with other people, and there's a social aspect as well.
Are we seeing an uptick in interest in these sports as the Olympics hit the airwaves?
Oh, all of them, yes. And some are, like the curling club here in Appleton, they bank on that and they hold special open houses and learn to curl events so people can just try it out if they want. The Pettit Center also has an Olympic bump and they have people like kind of signing up and waiting to take classes to learn how to skate or to speed skate. Ski jumping, I'm not really sure because in our area, I talked to the Iola Ski Jumping Complex over here, and they really don't do a lot of lessons anymore. I guess people aren't really as interested in that, so that I don't know for sure. And then the biathlon, the two venues in Wisconsin, in Eagle and in Middleton, they said, too, they get people interested in just trying it out.
Well, lots of opportunity to try stuff. Cheryl, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
That's Cheryl Anderson, staff writer at the Appleton Post-Crescent, and we've got a link to her piece, Don't Let the Olympians Have All the Fun, on the Central Time Facebook page.